It's mid-morning, shortly after the close of our last episode, when August Jensen made a shocking discovery about the death of Suzanne Barclay's mother. More of Gus Jensen in a few moments. Now, as Perry Mason and Della Street go to Della's apartment. Wait.
Okay, there's nobody in the hall.
Can't imagine why she sent for you.
Well, we'll see.
Mrs. Barclay.
Mr. Mason. Oh, I went into the bedroom and I heard someone at the door. I didn't expect you so soon.
Well, I came as soon as Della told me you had phoned.
I really shouldn't have phoned.
No, you really shouldn't. But since you did, what is it, Mrs. Barclay?
I'm afraid you aren't going to like this either, Mr. Mason, but haven't I done everything you and Lieutenant Halverson asked?
Why, yes.
Even when I didn't fully understand, even when you and the lieutenant didn't have time to explain, didn't I go ahead and follow your instructions?
Mm-hmm.
And I left all the arrangements to you and the lieutenant, didn't I? I didn't bother you with suggestions or anything, did I?
You have a suggestion now, Mrs. Barclay?
More than a suggestion, Mr. Mason. I'm going to do something.
What?
I'm going to my own funeral.
What?
Now, please don't object until I explain. I've thought it out carefully. Will you listen, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. My last services will be held in the chapel where my family has always gone. That's where you expect Suzanne to come.
Yes.
I believe you're right. And I believe I know what Suzanne will do. I believe she'll slip into the back of the chapel, stay through the services, and try to leave again to go back into hiding.
Yes, that's the natural thing for her to do.
It's what he would expect, too.
Who, Mrs.?
That man who frightened her into running away.
Not unless he learns that you weren't killed.
How can you be so positive?
Because I have learned things about him. Gus is ruthless, and he's cruel. And it wouldn't occur to him that your daughter would risk coming to pay her last respects to you. The idea is entirely foreign to him.
But if he knows I'm alive,
then he would put two and two together and come up with the right answer, if he learned the truth. We've done all we can to see that he doesn't.
Yes, but
you thought of the same thing I have. You want to find her before she reaches the chapel.
Because if Gus has learned the truth, he'll be watching the chapel.
Yes.
He'll be watching and waiting. Waiting to...
Mrs. Barclay.
You said it could happen.
Yes, it's possible. But highly unlikely.
I've thought of a way to make certain. Miss Street, have you a bandana?
A bandana? Well, yes, there are several in my bureau.
Will you get one, please?
All right. Any particular color?
Any color. Just so it's large enough.
Here it is, Mrs. Barclay.
Thank you. Now, does it completely cover my hair?
Just a minute. Yes, there, now it does.
All right. I'm going to turn my back and walk away from you. Try to see me as a stranger would see me.
All right.
Watch me walk away from you. Could you tell how old I am if you didn't know?
No. No, you could be any age, from 20 to, oh, I'd say 40. You have a slim figure.
I knew it. You've never seen Suzanne, but you remember her pictures. We look alike. If I wore the right makeup, we could pass for sisters. And if you saw me from a distance, you could easily mistake me for Suzanne. I'm going to do it, Mr. Mason. I can alter something of Miss Street's, and I'm going into that chapel.
But Mrs. Barclay...
And if Gus is waiting, he'll see me. He'll think I'm Suzanne. If he's waiting to hurt her, he'll hurt me instead. And don't speak to me of danger. Remember what you said, Mr. Mason? You said there's only a slight chance he's learned the truth. But if he has, if he's waiting and he strikes at me, at least my daughter will be safe. He won't dare strike twice. Isn't that true?
You have thought about this.
Yes. Here alone, I've had time to think. Time to think what might happen if he is waiting. And time to think that if I hadn't spent so much time thinking about myself. If I'd given more time to Suzanne, she wouldn't have run away. I love my daughter, Mr. Mason. And I ask you to let me do this. But if you refuse, I tell you now I'm going to the chapel with or without your approval. I'm Suzanne's mother. This is my right. I'm going to do it.
Well, you don't leave me anything to say, Mrs. Barkley. If you're determined.
I am.
Della, phone Lieutenant Halverson. Tell him I must see him immediately.
Well, as you know, through no fault of Mason's, August Jansen does know the truth. And now, as Gus enters a large sporting goods establishment...
Well, there they are.
Chester Sporting Goods, Firearms Department. Oh, hello, Connie. How are you this morning, baby? Excuse me, Mr. Smith. There's a customer waiting, Mr. Smith. I'll speak to you later. No, I'll phone you. Can I help you, sir?
If you have time.
Why, yes, sir, of course. What can I do for you, sir?
I want to buy a rifle.
A rifle, yes, sir.
Well?
I'm waiting for you to tell me what type gun you want.
How do I know? You're the rifle expert, aren't you?
I know something about them, yes.
Okay, you tell me. I know about handguns, but I don't know anything about rifles.
Yes, sir. What type of game are you going to hunt? Or will you be using it for targeting?
For what?
Target practice.
I'm going hunting.
Yes, sir. Large game? Small?
Fairly large game.
A deer, perhaps, or...
That's it. Deer.
Yes, sir. If you plan to hunt in Canada, you really should have several rifles.
One will do. Something big enough to stop a deer.
I could suggest a Mannlicher 30-06. It's an excellent all-purpose gun. You'll want a scope, of course.
Let me see it. There'll...
Yes, sir. As you can see, it's a beautifully finished piece.
How much?
What?
How much does it cost?
Yeah, well, figuring the tax, leather case, the telescopic sight, just add it up here. Yeah, there you are, sir. It seems expensive, I know.
Okay,
but...
okay, here's the money. I'll take the gun.
Well, if you please, sir, we have to file a record of the purchaser's name and address.
I know. My name is Smith.
Smith.
Robert Smith. You want me to spell it for you?
That won't be necessary, Mr. Smith. Have you some means of identification?
You love paperwork, don't you, sport? Okay. Here's my driver's license, business cards, a couple of letters addressed to Robert Smith. Is that enough for you, sport?
Yes, sir. I wish you good luck, Mr. Smith. Good hunting, sir.
Don't worry, I'll have good hunting. I know just where to go.
You know where Gus plans to go hunting. And you heard Mrs. Barkley tell Perry Mason she plans to use herself as a decoy. Gus Jansen has killed. It looks as if he may kill again, unless... Well, join us on Monday, won't you?